Yes, I know. You always thought I was rebelling against my parents, but I thought you were handsome. I still do. I think you might be getting a little long in the tooth to be fighting, though. Well, you might be the hardest hitter, but you don't seem to be very good at blocking, darling. Just look at the state of your face. We can't have you messing up this handsome face. It is not ugly. Come on. I have always thought you were handsome, and I will always say the same thing. I sometimes wonder why I put up with such a stubborn dog like you. I guess you're right. I'm just as stubborn as you are. More stubborn? Oh, you. You're lucky somebody already beat me to beating you up, mister. Well, if your face weren't all punched up, I might have just hiked my skirt up and gone for a ride. You weren't expecting that, were you? Yeah, well, you better just give up all this fighting or you won't have me at all, mister. No, I mean it. You really are getting hurt, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore. Come on, I'm being serious. Alright, fine, I won't lie down for it either. Are you happy? I can't be with you if you're going to keep risking your health like this. I don't care if you won, you idiot. Look at yourself. Your face is all messed up, and you have broken ribs as well. This is not good for you. You're going to get seriously hurt if you keep doing this like you have been. Look, why can't you just train the kids like all the other guys you started with? What are you trying to prove by sticking with it so long? So what? You can still win fights. At what cost? No, you can't just keep going until you find someone who beats you. Because when you do find him, I'm afraid that he's going to put you in your grave or worse. I think putting you in your grave would be a fair mercy compared to putting you in a fucking coma. Every time you go into that cage, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to walk out on your own. Oh, fuck you. I don't give two shits how tough you are. Yes, I've seen you fight, you stubborn old dog. I've been here since the beginning, you idiot. I don't want to lose you. I fucking love you. Don't you get it? I fucking love you. I just can't watch you do this to yourself. You've had a brilliant career, and you've proven so much to so many people. Everyone respects you. And no one would think any less of you if you retired and started training the kids. But if you keep at it, I don't think you'll be able to train anyone. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to choose between the two things you love more than anything else. It's either the fighting or me. I'm sorry that it has come to this. But I just can't take it anymore. Call it an ultimatum or blackmail if you want. I don't care if it's fair or not. Is it fair to make me worry like this? Is it fair that I have to stay awake because I'm suffering from anxiety over losing you? I am thinking about more than myself here. I'm thinking about both of us. I want to be able to build a life together, and how can I do that if you're dead or so brain damaged that you can't even feed yourself or comb your hair? So you can either call Kim and tell him you're going to announce your retirement, or I pack my things and I leave tonight. I'm so sorry. Just seeing you all beaten up is more than I can handle anymore. I wish you could understand. I really wish you could. All right. I suppose it's only fair to give you some time. I'm a little sad that you need to take some time to think about it, but it has been your life since you were a kid. I just hope that... I hoped that maybe you loved me more than that. I'm sorry. That wasn't fair. I just wish I could tell you exactly how it feels to worry about you the way I have over the past couple of years. No, honey. Of course I believe in you. I just know that time takes its toll and these kids are getting bigger, stronger, and faster. How many times have you told me that these kids are impressing you? I'm realistic, sweetheart. We've both seen the best from yesterday pass the torch to the best from today. And I just think it's time for you to do the same. You have so much to teach these kids, and it would be a shame if you threw that all away because of stubborn pride. I think about how much better these kids could be if they had the benefit of your experience. You could be training these big, fast, scary kids and making them smarter. I'm so proud of everything you've accomplished. But I think it might just be time to accomplish something new. You make me proud so many ways than just what you do in the cage, you dummy. You're the kindest and most generous man I've ever known. Even before you had all this money, you never let anyone go hungry or without a shirt on his back. Even when you were dirt poor, you did everything you could to make sure your friends were taken care of. You are a man of integrity, and that is why I love you. I don't love you because you get into a cage and beat other people up. I don't love you because of your physical strength. I love you because you have a strong character that hasn't changed with all of your success. You have managed to remain the same humble and generous man I met so many years ago. And I don't want to lose him to this stubborn side. See? You can be reasonable. Now, how about you stretch out on the sofa and I'll make us some dinner. Oh no. Oh no. Doc said no liquor for 3 weeks. No whiskey for you, mister. I'll just get you some cold mineral water. Now sit back and get some rest. You can call Kim in the morning. Oh. I love you, you big palooka.